This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. It is Columbus Day. And I want to wish you a very, very happy Columbus Day. You're free to enjoy that or not enjoy it. I'll leave that up to you. Your mileage may vary, but I don't see any reason why we would not celebrate Columbus Day. For the record, I think we also ought to have celebration of and acknowledgement of the contributions, the heroism, the bravery, the courage of Native Americans as well. Should be a separate day, I think, separate holiday. But anyway, there you have it. Look, I understand if you are a member of the Ivo Otieno family, you're very, very upset. I would tell you this, with the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund taking up the issue of one of those deputies, not both, but one of those deputies, they're helping him out. I think you can call for as many federal investigations as you'd like, and I'm not in any way averse to that. But it would appear as if it is not the murder trial that the charge of murder being appropriate that the Dinwiddie CA filed, and it's just the case. Anyway, we'll talk more about that as we head through the afternoon. I mentioned Mongo, Thomas Francis McMahon, otherwise known as Mongo, member of the Richmond Police Department, who lost his life, was murdered, shot and killed, while he was protecting and defending the residents of the city of Richmond. Now, it's an interesting story, and I will tell you, it predates me by quite a while. I am, at this point, on the talk radio personality side, I'm the longest-serving on-air guy. Now, Gary Hess is in an interesting situation because he's not a talk show host, and he's certainly not a disc jockey, so he's not in that line. Now, Gary, of course, has been here forever. I think, actually, Gary started at WRVA before there were microphones. So, I mean, it's a long time. But as far as on-air personalities, whether you like it or not, I am now the senior guy and the longest-serving afternoon host personality for WRVA. Do you remember back in the good old days or the bad old days, depending on where you were heading in your own personal view of the world? Well, you know, I like this. WRVA has an afternoon guy. It seems like every year they change him. Okay. And then Jeff came along. He's not going to be here. In fact, I always like to mention this for the record. Jer, make a note of this, would you? There was actually one of our salespeople who said to me and to others, he's not going to stay. She did. She said that. She said that on a number of occasions. And, I mean, we joke. It's not like it's anything that's nefarious or untoward. No, we do joke about it. But she did. You're not going to stay. Okay. Well, that was 12 years ago. I have stayed. Now, whether that's good or not, I don't know. You're going to have to judge that on your own. But I say that because the situation with Mongo predates me. Thomas Francis McMahon, Mongo, member of the Richmond Police Department, killed in the line of duty October the 14th. 1998. And I just want to share the story with you. Now, the story I have comes from the Officer Down Memorial page. And I know, obviously, we got all sorts of folks who are kind enough to listen to this program, who served with Mongo, worked with Mongo, whether you were RPD or another agency. I hear people talking about Mongo all the time. I really do. I really do. Friends of mine who are, in most cases now, they are retired. But they knew Mongo, and they worked with him, and everybody said what an amazing human being he was. Thoroughly nice guy. Funny guy. Tough guy. I mean, you wouldn't want to mess with him. He was, in every sense of the word, a cop's cop. But I want to share the story with you, because if we don't share these stories, then they do get relegated to the history books. And there will come a point, even though there are still, as we speak, plenty of men and women who worked with Mongo, there's going to come a point where there's not going to be anybody who worked with Mongo, right? And so no firsthand knowledge. The institutional knowledge, you know, institutional knowledge is a very important thing in any organization, be it a police department, a radio station, a delicatessen. You got to have institutional knowledge. There's not going to be anybody left at RPD who worked with Mongo in another decade. It's not going to be anybody who retired who worked with Mongo that's going to be able to offer it. So anyway, the story is this. There was an officer from Henrico attempted to stop a suspect on I-95. The reports were that the driver of this car was driving erratically. Well, the suspect then led the Henrico police officer on a slow-speed chase through a shopping center, firing several shots at the officer. Richmond police joined the chase. They were able to eventually stop the truck, 26th and S Sierra Streets. The suspect then opened fire from inside his truck. He struck Officer McMahon, Mongo McMahon, in the upper body, abdomen, and arm. Now, you should know, even though it was 1998, Mongo was wearing a vest, Kevlar vest. The fatal shot struck him in the femoral artery, and he bled out. Mongo had not even gotten out of his car. He had not even gotten out of his patrol car before this Delta Bravo, this drone, opened fire and murdered him right there. The suspect then held a number of other police officers at bay for several hours before they opened fire.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
After he had opened fire, and thank God they were able to take him out of the game. Mongo was a veteran in the U.S. Army. He was an MP. He had served with the Richmond Police Department for 20 years. And you think about it, 20 years sounds like a long time. You know, he was 46 years old when he was murdered. 46 years old. How many of us are looking at 46 in the rearview mirror right about now? 46, not all that old. I know for some of us, you know, if you're in your 20s, you go, 46? Oh, he had a long, happy life. Everything, you know, I mean, terrible, he died and all. I got news for you. 46 is not that old. He was survived by his parents as well as his fiance. So I wanted to share the story with you. I'm going to put it up on my Facebook page, The Jeff Katz Show, so you can see it. Share it with somebody, would you please? Seriously, share it. And especially those of you who served with Mongo, men and women who served with Mongo, feel free to fill in any details that the Officer Down Memorial page doesn't have. In fact, now that I'm thinking about it, if you would like to send me a text, you can do that on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. So if you, in fact, either worked with Mongo on the RPD, or you were with another agency, whether it was the State Police or Henrico or Chesterfield, whatever it was, and you interacted with Mongo, because let me tell you something, you have a situation where there's shots fired at a police officer. In this case, you have a police officer being gunned down, killed in the line of duty. All of a sudden, you're looking around, there's lots of flashing lights, and there are lots of decals on the car that you don't recognize. So there are lots of people who interacted with him. But please feel free to share that with me on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Tony Brewster is going to be along in about 20 minutes, and part of the reason that we do the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor is because of the sacrifices made by men like Mongo. There are great human beings every single day who suit up and get on the field. And God bless them. I can't do that anymore. If I could, I would. People are always shocked by, really? I would. I wouldn't even think about it. If there were a law enforcement agency desperate enough to hire an old guy who is permanently partially disabled, I would go in a second, but that's not happening. So I think the best I can do is to share the stories of some real heroes. Some real heroes. And, well, anyway, I'm hoping that that was something I was able to do. All right, quick reminder to you. So Tony Brewster will be here at 4:35, 5:35. We got Brian Kilmeade, who's popping in. You know, he's coming to Hopewell. It's going to be... Well, I don't know this officially. I'm just speaking because I know one or two things every once in a while. I think it's going to be our last event at the Beacon Theater for a while anyway, because we want to take the road show on the road. We got to go to some other parts of Central Virginia. And if you've got the tickets, make sure you're there early. If you're complaining about not getting tickets, I don't want to be the guy who wags at you and says, I told you so, but I am wagging my finger and I'm telling you, I told you so. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.